Hey, come here. It's okay. She's leaving anyway. She has a meeting. I overheard it with her conversation with her boss the other day. They can't have it via Zoom, so she has to leave. Yes, you're safe. But come over here. We need to discuss something. Listen, you can't keep going the way you're going right now. Because it's starting to become fucking obvious that something happened between us. Well, yeah, either she's going to think that you have the hots for me, or she's going to think the worst case scenario, which is that we fucked. Which we didn't, remember? Nothing happened between the two of us, right? All we did was help each other out. We were both running late, we took a shower together, and we did the most efficient thing possible. Nothing happened between the two of us. And I understand that something like this can mess with you. And really, you need to get your shit together. If you don't, your relationship hangs in the balance. I can already tell that she's weirded out by the fact that you avoid me whenever I'm in the same room as you two are. You're not acting normal, you know? And by normal, I mean, you know, you're not acting the same way you were acting when you were around me before that entire shower incident. And you need to stay calm. You need to relax when I'm around you. I'm not gonna bite you. I'm not gonna do anything to you. Unless you want me to, of course. But, well, I'm only teasing. But as I said, you have to think like nothing happened between the two of us because nothing did happen, right? All I did was help you clean your body and your cock. It's not my fault that you came all over my stomach. It's not my fault that we got delayed a little bit because you had to clean me up and I had to, well, clean you up a bit more and... We did what we had to do. So you don't need to feel guilty about that. If you keep acting guilty or weird around her when I'm here, she's really going to start suspecting. But I guess you're not thinking straight. I mean, you're probably thinking about when we could start fucking. Don't lie to me. I've been thinking about that too. Especially when you and her are in the room. Doing things that couples do when they're on bed together. Trust me. I think about it too. But at least I don't go batshit crazy every time you're around. I'm trying to act normal and inconspicuous, which you can't seem to grasp. But you know what? I think I know what the problem is here. I think the problem here is that you just need to get it out of your system. So, why don't you go and take a cold shower? Yeah, take a cold shower, you know, just get it all out. I can tell that you really need to get it all out because, I don't need to do much to be able to tell how hard your cock is right now and how needy you might be when you're this close to me. So as I said, go and get into that shower. Start turning it on and, you know, maybe it'll just wash off. Maybe you'll be able to get it out of your system. Are you wondering why I haven't left the bathroom? I never said I would. I just said that you ought to take a cold shower. and do whatever you can to get it out of your system. And I think the only way you can do that is if I help you. Don't be scared now. Don't be shy. I need to get this out of my system too, you know? It's only just two friends helping each other out. Not much to think about, really. All we need to do is, be really, really good friends and lend each other a helping hand. Exactly. Like when my hand is right around this big throbbing cock of yours. Don't worry. I know she'll be out for a few hours. It's her boss she's speaking to anyways. So we have a lot of time to really shake it out of our system. Oh, I think you're even throbbing harder than the last time. Let me take care of this. I'll take good care of you, your body, and your cock. I'll make sure I'll empty every single drop of cum out of you. Because that means I'm helping you, right? I'm helping you. So you don't have to act weird around me ever again. You don't have to fantasize about me when you fuck her. Especially when that fantasy's already fulfilled. That makes sense, right? It makes total sense to me. Once we get this all out of your system, they should be back to normal. Although I well miss taking care of this throbbing cock. But we have to be good. We have to make sure that you don't mess up when you fuck her. And you don't think of me when you fuck her. That you don't say my name when you fuck her. Right? No, we don't want to risk that at all. That's why my hands are around this big throbbing cock of yours. That's why I'm taking care of making sure that these big heavy balls are completely emptied. I am really turned on right now, of course. You should know that I'm sobbing wet, and it's not because of the shower. Because who wouldn't? Who wouldn't be this wet when they're in the shower with you, taking care of each other's fantasies and making sure that each other's needs are complete? Completely satisfied. You better enjoy every moment of this. Because again, this is only to take care of you and make sure that we get all of these silly ideas out of your system. Get all of these fantasies taken care of so you can go back to normal, right? Because that's what you want, right? You want to go back to normal? Well, I leave you to think about that for now. I don't think I can handle it anymore. Just the way your cock is pulsing underneath my touch. Just the way you're so fucking hard right now. Just the way your breathing is so heavy and so needy. You want to know what it feels like, don't you? Do you want to know what it feels like to be... to be deep inside my tight and wet pussy, huh? Because I need to say something. I need to tell you that I'm throbbing and I'm aching too. You need to fuck this out of my system too, you know? Otherwise I'll be driven mad. Fuck. Here. Why don't you... really big, but I'm pretty sure I'm wet and slick enough that you could slide deep inside me easily. Oh, because honestly, this is so fucking hot right now. Here, let me hug my leg around your waist like this. Do you have it? Oh, you can have your hands grip my ass, it's no problem. I might even appreciate it even more. Yeah, you can lift my other leg. Fuck. I can feel all your hard cock pressed up against my pussy. You're hard and you're hot too. Fuck. You've been waiting for this for so long, haven't you? You've been thinking about this. Why? Well, because it's almost like you know just what to do. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for you. Cock, just be. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. I didn't expect it to feel this way. Oh, more. I can take more. Oh, fuck. I'll just do it. Just do it inch by inch. And I should be fine. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's your chef. That's your chef. Oh. A little more. A little more. I can take it. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so deep inside me. No wonder your girlfriend's this loud. Ah, give me a bit of time to adjust. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you can move a bit now. I can take it. Oh, I could take it, yes. Oh, just the way your cock is. Quick. If you roll your hips a little lower. Oh, yes. That's exactly that. Give it to me. I want you to pound me. Nice and hard and deep. Yes. Oh, your cock feels so good. It's amazing. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. More. Fuck. I want to empty every single drop of your cum. I want it so badly. Oh, you can come deep inside me if you want. You don't have anything to worry about. I promise I'm safe. I need to feel how your cock feels when it explodes deep inside me. And I need to feel how your cum would feel when it fills up my tight little pussy. Yes. How do I feel? Do I feel good? Do I feel nice and tight around your cock? Yeah? Harder. Weirder. I want more. Yes. No, don't stop. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Yes, give it to me. I want it. No, your cock feels so good. Come deep inside me. Yes. You have to. You have to come deep inside me. And you have to give me every single drop of your cum. Remember? Out of your system. Out of your system. Out of your system. Inside my pussy. Yes. 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 Oh, inside me. Fuck. Oh my god. I feel so good. Oh my god. Oh man. Oh yeah. Oh wow. Nothing, I'm just completely shook. Probably even better than I thought it would be. How can you imagine all the nights I've imagined this? All the nights I've fantasized about this? You probably heard me at one point too. Oh, when you were just sleeping in and your girlfriend was outside. How many times do you think about just heading into my bedroom and just fucking me right then and there? Of course I could tell. You would be so hard when you're around me if you shouldn't think of that. There. Feel better? Getting that post-nut clarity finally? To see if we were really able to push it out of our system. It'll probably take a few days, but well, if not, I guess we'll have to think of other methods to make sure we're able to pretend like everything's normal. Let me know if you need a bit more help with that, though. Anyways, we should clean up.